You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Bang! Pow! It's Get Action, The Wire's weekly check-in with Action Station Aotearoa.
In 2014, Victoria University of Wellington made an official promise to divest $650,000 worth of investments in fossil fuel companies, which at the time comprised 2.1% of the university's total investments. However, more than 10 years on, a student-led investigation found that the university still held significant investments in companies like ExxonMobil and Shell through third-party investment managers. A year after a successful petition by Students for Justice in Palestine, Porneke, calling on the university to divest funding from Israeli companies, a group of students from Climate Action Victoria University of Wellington have made renewed calls to the university to divest from fossil fuel companies. For this week's Get Action, I spoke to Hugh Acton, a member of Climate Action Victoria University of Wellington, who's launched a petition calling on the university to disclose their investments in companies involved in fossil fuel production and to divest from them immediately. So, Hugh, to begin, can you give us a rundown on your petition and your calls to Victoria University of Wellington?
Sure, Otto. Yeah, so we have just launched a petition yesterday morning titled Victoria University of Wellington Divest from Fossil Fuels. And we've got three demands, basically. First one is for the University Foundation Trust, which holds the university's investments, to disclose any financial investment into fossil fuel companies. And then secondly, divest from those fossil fuel investments. And thirdly, implement a specific exclusion policy for the foundation, ensuring zero tolerance of fossil fuel investments.
All right, so which fossil fuel companies are Victoria University currently investing in?
So after a couple email responses from the trust, they told us that they were invested in a few funds, one of which was called Schroder Sustainable Core Fund. And we just searched it up on this helpful website called Mindful Money, which is you're able to see what it contains in these investments. And we found companies such as ExxonMobil Corp, Shell and BP, which would be the most known ones, and then a plethora of other smaller ones, totaling around, this specific fund was around 4.73% in fossil fuels, and another fund that they also have investments in around 4.99% fossil fuels. And considering that their portfolio oversees $100 million, this could be quite a significant amount invested in these pretty awful companies.
Can you tell us a bit about Victoria University's current ethical investment policy and how their investments might go against it?
So part of their demand of implementing a zero-tolerance strong policy is that their current statement for investment policy objectives has quite weak wording, basically. They say that they will seek to exclude or reduce investments in companies that undertake activities that cause harm or generally don't meet the accepted standards of what's good enough. And basically, our push is that the current settings that enable them to invest in fossil fuels are far too weak, and the fact that it has allowed them to invest in these climate criminals such as ExxonMobil, BP and Shell just simply proves that this is too weak and needs to be strengthened.
As you've mentioned in your petition, you've called for a specific exclusion policy to divest from fossil fuel companies. So how would this expand upon Victoria University's current ethical investment policy?
Well, last year, for example, the university had investments in Israeli bonds, and there was a big campaign from the likes of Student Justice of Palestine to get them to divest from that, and they did divest from that. And so we know that this is possible for them to remove these divestments from their portfolio, and that would basically just involve updating their policy objectives to say, we are going to have no investments in carbon extraction, production, distribution, any companies involved in this, when currently they're kind of like, oh, you know, we'll try and not have any investments in those companies. But, you know, if we do have some, then it's fine. We can just turn the other way. But we really want to shut that down, because in 2014, they said that they were to end investment in fossil fuels, but they haven't. That's the big thing. They're going against their own word here. And that's why we started this campaign, one of the reasons.
Have you been able to speak with the faculty at Victoria University about divesting? And if so, how has their response been?
So as to date, the only communications that we've had with the faculty have been through emails, which are usually quite slow responses. And Yeah, as I said earlier, they gave us a couple of their investment managers, but they didn't tell us how much money was in each of these funds, so there's still some stuff that isn't clear. But I've heard from the president of our student association at VUSA that he will be bringing this up in the next board meeting, I hope, for the Foundation Trust. And so, we haven't had any personal discussions with them, but this campaign only was launched yesterday, so getting the ball rolling quickly on that one, hopefully.
And are there any other unethical investments the university is involved in outside the fossil fuel industry?
Well, considering that their current investment policy and objectives has allowed this, I can imagine probably, but we've decided just as a campaign to just focus on fossil fuels, as narrowing in our demands can probably yield a better result. But as I said last year, they divested from Israeli bonds amongst the Palestinian genocide. So that's pretty, it shows that they are receptive to student demands, which I'm really quite hopeful about this.
All right, Hugh, that's about everything from me, but is there anything else you'd like to add before we finish off?
Yeah, if you are keen on climate justice and you want to see Victoria University investing in ethical companies, then go to our petition on our action station, VUW Divest from Fossil Fuels, and you can find our Instagram at climateaction.vuw, and then we've got a link to where you can find that petition. We launched it yesterday and we've got 190 signatures so far, so hopefully we can keep going with on that front.
And that was Hugh Acton from Climate Action Victoria University of Wellington speaking to us about a petition calling on the university to divest from fossil fuel companies. As Hugh mentioned in the end of the video, if you'd like to sign this petition, you can find it on our.actionstation.org.nz under the name Victoria University of Wellington, divest from fossil fuels. We'll be back after a quick break. Keep it on the B.
Wow, important stuff.
That was Get Action on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.